Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. I bless you in the name of the Lord. This is Sister Judith, and at this Thanksgiving season, I just pray that you have been blessed by the warmth of family and friends, but most of all, because sometimes there are those of you listening who may be alone. I've had that experience at times in my life, and I pray that your greatest comfort and blessing will be the presence of the Lord in your heart and life. And yesterday, I started sharing a short message on giving thanks, making it a part of our lives. And the text that I use was 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And as I was reflecting, preparing to come on this broadcast, I was thinking, what am I grateful for? I'm grateful for so many things, for the Lord, for the privilege of being able to minister the Word of God, and I am grateful for you. So I want to take this moment to express my appreciation and my thankfulness to the Lord, for my UCM family, those who have stood so faithfully for years, some for decades, and also my radio family. I pray for you every day. You may never have written, so we don't really know one another, but I still pray for you. And I thank God that the Lord has caused you to listen. Some, I find out you've been listening for years and you've never written. So it's always so exciting to actually get a letter from someone or an email that I know we're in a technical age today. I'm kind of old-fashioned. But anyway, I just wanted to express my appreciation before we actually go into the message. So as we were sharing yesterday, giving up thanks is something that's not natural to our fallen nature. It is something that has to be learned. But the good news is that as Christians, we can learn this habit. And as we brought the broadcast to a close, we saw that the giving of thanks will produce joy. And that joy will bring joy to the heart of our first and foremost to our Heavenly Father. Just as we appreciate our children saying thank you, or I love you, Mom, I love you, Dad, how much more does it bless the heart of our Father when we come with thanksgiving rather than immediately pouring out our needs, although He wants to hear our needs. And also, now let's move on to enlarge that thought that the offering of thanks will bring great joy to others. You will experience joy, but others will be lifted up. And think about this. How long has it been since you've thanked your spouse and told him or her how much you appreciate them? How long has it been since you wrote a letter to your mom or your dad and expressed gratitude for all that they meant and did for you? Joy will come into your own heart when you stop to say thank you. And there was a story of a boy counting up the good things and the bad things that had happened in his life. And he counted the good things first and became so happy about them that he forgot the bad things. And I think that's the way we should be. If we can think upon those things that are good and of lovely or of a good report, Paul tells us to think on these things. And then this is an important concept. When we give thanks, it will always strengthen faith in the goodness of God. An author by the name of John Bisagno says that the first step in effective prayer is praise. Go into the presence of God, thanking Him for all that He's done for you, and it will do something for your heart, your faith, and your gratitude. Paul had this in mind when he wrote, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. That's Philippians 4:6. And if we don't thank God for his blessings upon us, then actually our own faith can be weakened. And then another lovely thought is that to be habitually thankful is to deepen your love for God and for others. This kind of love can be cultivated and it grows. One of the finest ways to cultivate love for each other is to develop the habit of giving thanks. An expression of gratitude does much for you as well as for others. And to be thankful, to make it a habit, to be purposive about that. And that's why I'm sharing this message, because I don't know about you, but there's something that I could do much more frequently. If we'll do this, if we'll develop this habit, we will encourage an optimistic and hopeful outlook on life. We all have much more pessimism than we should. Isn't that true, if we're honest? We can always see the hole instead of the donut. We can always see a glass half full rather than we can see it half empty rather than half full. And this is because many times, if we admit it, we are selfish. That Latin word optimus means best, while the Latin word pessimus means worse. So to be habitually thankful is to discover the beauty and joy of living. That's why Jesus said he came to give us abundant life. He wants us to discover the joy and the beauty there is by having a joyful, grateful attitude and looking for all the good and the blessings, even in the midst of trials. Life can be beautiful if we look for the flowers. Yes, it's true. Some of the most beautiful flowers, the rose has thorns and they can hurt. But if we develop the habit of being sensitive and aware of the good things that come along in life, life will be more beautiful. And so how can we wrap this up? The giving of thanks can be developed. That's the good news. But now we might say, well, Sister Judith, how do we do that? Well, let's start by being grateful today. Gratitude is the memory of the heart. We should determine that we're going to be grateful again and again and again until it just becomes automatic with us, an automatic expression of our soul. Surely every one of us, even the most unfortunate among us, have many things for which we can be grateful. Can you walk? Do you have eyesight? Can you hear? Are you a sound of mind? Do you have food on the table? See, there's so much we take for granted that we can be grateful for. And then sometimes we have to search for things to be grateful for, in the midst of trial, for example. And also we need to express gratitude even for the very smallest things, for a breath of fresh air, for the sun, for the beauty of the sun on the hills, for the dancing of the trees in the wind. They're waving their leafy arms in praise to the Lord. We can bring joy into the life, for example, of a waitress or a clerk by being thankful for the service they've rendered, to be genuine and smile warmly. It's amazing how, in today's world, how the response you may get. Teachers will be greatly delighted if we tell them that we sincerely appreciate what they're doing for us. How long has it been since you've sent a letter to someone to express sincere thanks or a thank you card for what they've meant to you and for what they've done for you? See, there's just so many things that the Lord will bring into your heart. You know, just bringing, you know, baking a batch of cookies or just doing some kind little thing, being thoughtful. That is something that will just impact a person's life. It can be the smallest thing, you know, bringing them a cup of coffee, to your spouse, expressing little things. Oh, beloved, we must search for ways to express thanks, first of all, to the Lord, and we can do that by loving him. I believe the best way we can do that is by following the first and greatest commandment, that is to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then, you know, the golden rule to love others as to do unto others as we have to have them do unto us. Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, I think, while that's an excellent commandment, if you will, I think Jesus, he made a greater emphasis when he said, yeah, I think he replaced it. That's just my opinion. You don't have to accept it. But at the Last Supper, he said, I'm giving you a new commandment. Rather than loving your neighbor as yourself, because some of us don't love ourselves, he said, love one another as I have loved you. That is the true love of God. So, beloved, in conclusion, the art of Thanksgiving is really grateful living. It's gratitude in action. And it's applying Albert Schweitzer's philosophy. In gratitude for your own good fortune, you must render in return some sacrifice of your life for another life. And it's thanking God for the gift of life by living it triumphantly. It's thanking God for all that men and women have done for you and by doing things for others. And it's thanking God, expressing gratefulness to Him for opportunities by accepting them as a challenge to achievement and bring glory to His name. It's thanking God for happiness by striving to make others happy. It's thanking God for beauty by helping to make your world a more beautiful place. It's thanking God for inspiration by trying to be an inspiration to others. It's thanking God for health and strength by the care and reverence you show your body. It's thanking God for each new day by living it to the fullest. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you as we bring this broadcast to a close. You will help all of us. Help me, Lord. Help everyone who's listening that in spite of what they may be going through, the trials, the troubles, the challenges, the burdens that are on their heart, Father, help us to give all of our burdens to you because you love us and care for us. And help us, Lord, to be grateful for the privilege of prayer. Help us, Lord, to be grateful that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. Help us, Lord, to be grateful that you are a God who loves us, who hears and answers prayer. And for all these things, for all of your bountiful benefits, we give you thanks and express our gratefulness to you, Heavenly Father. Help us to be more grateful for all that you do in our lives and for all the blessings you've imparted in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I'm grateful for the Lord for this opportunity to share these words with you, and I'm grateful that you were able to join me and were blessed. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.